As it was originally written, USMCA never would have garnered National Farmers Union support. Not only did it fail to make significant improvements to NAFTA, but in some ways it was even worse, especially its giveaways to the pharmaceutical industry, which would have led to higher health care costs. But thanks to the persistence of Speaker Pelosi and House Democrats, the final deal excludes those giveaways and strengthens labor, environmental, and enforcement provisions. Even so, this wasn't the fair trade deal farmers and ranchers were hoping for. It does nothing to restore COOL, despite its popularity with consumers and farmers alike. Consumers want to know where their food comes from, and farmers want to tell them. It's absurd that this common sense and mutually beneficial rule still hasn't been reestablished. We are also disappointed that USMCA doesn't address import dumping, which has depressed domestic commodity prices and undermined the success of family farmers. And while some of the dairy provisions are moderately helpful to farmers in the U.S., it isn't enough to justify the corresponding harm to Canada's supply management system that has served their dairy farmers so well. USMCA might be a small step forward, but it's preceded by many large steps backward. Ultimately, these modest improvements are dwarfed by the immense damage that President Trump has inflicted by destroying a reputation as a reliable trading partner and by wiping out agricultural markets that farmers had worked for decades to build.